Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes. You know, we're still in the cold space now, and one of the things that I always thoroughly enjoy this time of year, you know, whether I'm finishing a dinner or just sort of kicking back and relaxing a little bit, is a little spot of port.
You can't beat it.
You really can't.
I had a chance to be in Portugal last year, and I wanted to visit one of the port houses, and I decided to go visit Ferreira, which is unique in that it was Portuguese-owned.
Okay.
And I want to thank Mr. Bartholomew Broadbent for helping to arrange this. His family is involved in the ownership. Ferreira is not very well known in this country.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with them.
But they are in this market, and they deserve a ton of attention because these people are really bringing it. And I'm going to talk today and I'm going to talk next week about these wines because I was so impressed. Ferreira, like all the port houses there in Vila Nova de Gaia across the river from Oporto, mm-hmm. and I went there for the tour, and we were just treated like royalty. Just unbelievable. But
I hate it when that happens.
The real eye-opener was when I was able to taste through the entire line of wines, and I was just blown away. Came back here to Baltimore, and I started seeing the wines on the shelves, and I said, wow, okay, let's talk about these. Let's talk this week about the entry-level wines,
okay.
Which are usually the simplest. You'll have a ruby, a tawny, and a white
okay.
to talk about. I'll go straight to the meat of the subject, the ruby port at $14.
That's a good price.
I'm saying this deliberately. The best entry-level ruby port I have ever tasted.
Okay.
It is unbelievable. Quite often when you buy an entry-level ruby port, you're buying what is sort of like a simplified wine.
Sure.
Nice. You'll never have a bad port, really, let's be honest. But this had so much character, so much to say. Just an amazing
and
wine.
And a $14 straight ruby.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the aroma shows warm straw, buttered toast, chocolate toffee, plum jam. And a sip gives you a much thicker, much more dense mouthfeel than most ruby ports do.
Wow.
So
That's quite something.
Just really amazing. The tawny, there's no flies on this either. Generally, you know, tawny has got a little bit of barrel aging, and the word that I always use is mellow. So the rubies are bright fruit. The tawnies tend to be a little bit more mellow. And this was just a wonderful one. On the nose, you get vanilla, toffee, sweet sugared pecans, and chocolate-covered cherries. And the wine just tastes mellow and dense. There are sweet, dark red berry flavors over a syrupy kind of bright, bitter cherry core. So there's a lot going on here. $14.
That's awesome.
Okay?
Right.
The Branco, they have two. There's the yellow label, which is a very pale, drier one. I had the brown label, which is, for all intents and purposes, a rosé of port.
Okay.
Essentially. It was just a really lovely wine. I thought it was like a pastel sketch of port. You know, a lot of those flavors are there, but just, you know, really toned down, a lot of really bright acidity. White ports are very popular in Europe. You see them all over the place.
Yeah, you don't see them so much over here.
Not over here. We haven't caught on to it. But if you wanted to try these, I would say either try the yellow label or the brown label, and you'll have a lot of fun. They are really ideal as aperitif wines.
That would make
sense. So they set up your palate very, very nicely. Ferreira, that's the name. I think people need to become familiar with it more next week.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.